This is No Pink Spandex, episode 30, for Wednesday, October 25th, 2006.
Lisa, I would say your Kim Tommy parody was a smash hit.
Say what?
Your Kim Tommy parody.
Oh yes.
It was great.
Oh yes.
Yeah,
I
that
hate
was
them both together.
Yeah, I hate them both together as well. Because I found it really, really funny. Yeah, but I think I'm the only.
Those two wouldn't deserve each other.
No, actually they don't. Actually,
no,
they
they don't.
They both suck.
Dang it.
They both deserve each other. They both can die.
Uh-uh. No.
Mm-hmm.
No. No.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what happened? I missed that. What happened?
No.
they both suck.
No,
they, can
they don't.
Suck together if they want to.
I'm
sure she has.
Oh, I knew you were gonna go there. Oh,
please, she's too like stupid to even know how to do it. So whatever.
Oh,
he's too stupid in general. So
no, he's just pretty regular.
No,
not stupid.
No.
He's dumb. He's dumb. Trust me.
How do you know he's dumb? Did you
Lisa,
go to Angel Grove?
Lisa?
Did you go to Angel Grove High? Did
you
go? Did you
anything.
Have
Applebee's?
Lisa. He. I would have to kind of agree with Jer because have you ever? He's a bumbling idiot when it comes near Catherine. So he won't. He's like. So
no, that no. There's a difference between being like stupid around a girl or whatever, being like you know, dealing with girl issues and crap. But then being stupid in general, that's a totally different thing.
I lost my communicator. I lost my water bottle. I lost my towel. I don't know what's going on. Where am I?
Oh, my goodness. That's like one episode. Oh, please.
Yes. Jer has major issues.
One episode. Because he's, like, secretly in love with him. So it's okay.
With himself? Oh, Jason, oh yeah. Well.
No.
In denial, but that's okay. That's alright. It's all good. But yeah, this episode, alright, episode time.
Alright.
Woo. Hardheads.
Why are they fighting? Why?
Duh, they both have hard heads. You didn't know?
No.
It's a yummy plot device. yummy.
Well, you know what I'm saying, though. I mean, like, them kind of, you know, fighting each other came out of nowhere. It just...
I thought the funniest thing was that when they both DJed the exact same music.
And... Oh, really?
Yes.
Whoops.
So how is one better than the other? If they're going to DJ the exact same thing. Lazy there.
I wasn't even paying attention.
Oh, wait a minute, that was in the beginning?
Yeah.
I don't think she touched it. She was just
she
was dealing with the levels and crap. She wasn't dealing with the records.
He did the same thing she's always done. She's always done the same exact music. He did the same thing. They didn't pick any new music.
They didn't pick new music.
Yeah,
anyway.
But it's just like, I mean, this episode, man. I mean, I think everything that could have gone wrong, that could have been dealt with wrong,
happened. Yes.
I mean, one, we didn't even see Daggeron, like, in the flesh. It was just like,
I know.
Spend next time, and I'm like,
terrible. We need Daggy.
Yeah.
Shut up. Daggeron's awesome. If they just use him, that's the problem. They don't use the good people. All the bad people.
At least he's not a ball of light.
That's true.
Yeah.
He's close, but yeah.
It's just like, I mean, use the good people. Why? I mean, first of all, I mean, from the get-go, it was going to go downhill because it was about Nick and Vita. Come on.
Yeah.
It was just like overacting with...
I would say overacting.
This is like the third or fourth episode that's all Nick and Vita. They've had a lot of episodes together.
Really?
Yes. The episode where, like, everybody else decided to follow Xander's lead, but Vita decided to follow his, so they were the ones that found the box, or whatever it was. They found the Fireheart egg, right? That's what they did.
I would say, though, that Nick is probably the most boring Red Ranger, like, doesn't have any personality at all.
Yes.
Yes.
I would agree.
Yes. Shane's close, in my opinion.
Shane was hilarious because he was just stupid. Oh, it was
awesome. At least he had some personality. Nick, no. I see nothing.
He's the renegade. He's the renegade. He's the new kid.
He's like the worst rebel. He's like the worst whatever. I mean, I'm gonna go say this. He is the worst. Not okay. Here we go. Worst Red Ranger ever, ever,
worst
ever.
Than Oracle?
Ever.
Yeah. At least Oracle had personality.
Worse than Cole.
Cole
had personality.
Worse than Alex.
Worse than what?
Alex.
Worse. Of course.
Worse than.
At least they were interesting to look at. Nick is not interesting.
Worse than Sky.
Sky, you hated him, but no.
The worst, I mean, he's so boring, so blah, so everything that you don't want a Red Ranger to be, yet all the focus is on him because it's always been Power Rangers Red Ranger. Always.
This is like Kai.
I mean, if you're going to be really awful, okay, really be funny awful like Cole. If you're going to be really great, then be... whatever, you know, whoever thinks like he's a great Red Ranger, I don't know. If you're gonna be just be something,
just be interesting,
be something,
right? Okay. You need to calm down a little bit.
A
little bit.
Okay.
Did they even show Phineas in this episode?
No.
Thank God.
I didn't think so.
You know, I forgot about him.
Yeah, I think he fell off the face of the earth.
I'm going to write that down as the one good point of this episode. No Phineas.
Oh, stop.
I'm going to write
He's
that down.
Funny.
No Phineas.
He's funny. Excuse me, I'm sorry. So, but yeah. Oh, no, okay.
Burpee.
Did it start out with, it started out with Claire and Donna?
Yes. Yeah,
Claire created a pillow because her magic's amazing now.
Yeah, that's kind of random.
Beforehand, she would have burnt up that log instead of creating a pillow, so...
Whoosh! Okay, instant bonfire.
Burn up Udana and done a smell favor.
No.
Come on.
Leave Udana alone.
Udana's worthless.
They now made her worthless. They honestly, they really made her worthless. They really just like... And then it's like, oh, the Sentai finish my butt! I mean, when Daggeron takes over your job...
I mean, I've always noticed the trend of the Sixth Ranger like being really awesome, and then they become worthless. But Daggeron's worthless, Udana's worthless.
Isn't totally worthless.
Genji's worthless. These people come in; they're great for like two episodes,
and then they
stand. They just stand there. What's up, guys? I'm just gonna stand in the background.
I don't think Daggeron's worthless because he took over Udana's job as being the mentor. And then Udana became all emo and like, oh my gosh, Liambo. You know what I'm saying? So I don't think he's completely worthless.
He's not even doing that anymore. He doesn't even do anything.
I mean, I guess tomorrow would be like, tomorrow being Monday, being showing, what's his face? Snow Prince will show maybe a little something. I don't know.
Yeah. Daggeron's going to ride a bike and he's going to fall off. Oh, it's zany.
But it's like, come on. It's like. They really did make Udana, like, whatever. Start out great, and then all of a sudden...
Well, I'm going to tell you why they do that, because in the Japanese version, she just died. She disappeared. She was gone for 30 episodes or whatever.
That's great, but you don't have to have Daggeron take over your spot.
I know,
but
the thing is, she's gone in the Japanese version, so they have nothing for her to do in the American version. That's what
But her, in the American version, she could have just been the mentor. That's what I'm saying. Why did Dagron have to take up a spot? Why was Dagron training them?
Well,
Udonna should have been training them.
Dagron's the mentor in the Japanese version. He's even got a book. He's got a book where he grades them. He grades them.
What do you think they're going to do when the White Ranger comes back? You know how she did in the Sentai version?
They're probably
going
to give the powers to Claire.
That's what I'm thinking, too.
Most likely.
Yeah.
Because she's getting good at magic all of a sudden.
Or they'll find somewhere where, like, you know, Liam Bo finds the power within him, blah, 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 gives her back her powers, and some kind of crap.
Some kind of crap.
I've kind of lost all my interest in Mystic Force. It's bad.
Yeah, what about this episode? What else happened?
Lily found the Book of Plot Prophecy.
Plot Prophecy.
Book of Prophecy. I wanted to say something, but I'll say it off the record.
She's the queen of the vampires, and nobody gives a crap. Nobody cares. Not one bit. Because they have to do the traditional Mystic Force. Dun 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 at the end of the episode.
And literally, I timed it this time. I timed it. 30 seconds. 30 seconds. 30 seconds.
Of course. As soon as they come back from the last commercial break, we gotta go, oh, what a twist. We're gonna twist.
But it wasn't even like regular 2 minutes. It was like they were dancing in the Rock's Emporium and Nick was trying to be black and it wasn't happening.
Toby is the whitest dancer in the world. That boy is white. That boy is vanilla. You can see through him.
He's pretty vanilla for a white guy.
He was bad. That was ouch.
But, yeah, no. I mean, so that happened first and then literally 30 seconds. Oh, yeah. Nobody likes me. What am I going to do? Oh, look at the book. Vampires.
Yeah.
It sucks.
Balls. I thought Lily said she wanted to like go to the surface and live a normal life, so why is she still hanging around down there?
No, she can't really go anywhere else because they're treating her like crap.
Why can't she leave if she was able to get there herself? Why can't she leave herself?
Because she's a pathetic person. I don't know.
Why can't she leave herself, like her body? What?
No, why can't she just leave the underworld? Why didn't she just leave?
Didn't she leave already?
Well, she has the job at the Rock
Podium. I know, but
why
is she down? Why is she down in the bottom? Like, I gotta be queen. She's all being all emo again.
Why didn't she? Will you try to come up with money to buy yourself an apartment, Jer?
She didn't want to. Job.
Yeah, come on! I mean, think about it.
No, she didn't want to be. She didn't want to be down there. And I mean, she's been up there for 6 months. So why is she going back down there again? If she said she didn't want to be down there, why'd she even go back down again at all? Is there a reason?
Who knows?
That's her emo spot. Her, you know, quiet time.
Well,
it could be in it
somewhere up on the surface because she did that before. So
she did.
She said she was there for 6 months by herself, and she hadn't seen her mother in 6 months.
She did?
When they first ran into each other, like, 20 episodes ago, whenever it was. She said she'd been living in the surface world by herself for, like, 6 months. So why is she staying down there if she doesn't want to be down there?
Okay, well, you know what? Again, like, when you try to have, like, a dun-dun-dun in 30 seconds, logic goes out the window?
Logic's going out the window the whole season. There's never been any logic. It's 30, I said it, 32 episodes, it's Baskin-Robbins, it's 32 flavors of crap.
Hey, I like Baskin-Robbins, they have good ice cream.
Ugh.
Dang it.
It's
And
I really, really hate Battleizers. I hate them now. I hate them so much. I hate them, I hate them, I hate them.
I know, I can tell.
I've always hated them.
I mean, before, I kind of understood the point of them, but if you have a team power-up now, get rid of the Battleizer.
Gotta get the toys!
Because if you have a team power-up, then you got, ooh, we got teamwork. I sort of understood it this time, because, like, everybody else was eaten. But usually, it's like, are they always going to have to purposely make the other four or five Rangers completely indisposed? Every time they need to
possibly
something,
yes,
to battleize things all the time.
First, dematerializing, then eaten
by snakes.
Next time.
Stuck in the goo. I don't know.
Swallowed in a plot hole.
Swallowed in a plot hole. Next, another time. Pit of doom.
Cake of doom.
It's just. I hate the Battleizer. I hate the stupid morpher that they just recolored, the Six Rangers morpher. I hate that. I hate everything. I hate the stupid dragon.
I like how it looks. I really think it's one of actually the good looking Battleizers. It's
if
just
he had a
like...
weapon that wasn't a baton.
Hey, if different.
The deadly baton.
He can drum on Serpentine all he wants to.
He can relay. Oh.
little drummer boy. But yeah, actually, I really, you know what, this was like the first time ever where I was, not the first time ever, but like when I was really rooting for Serpentina.
Her voice is so bad. Her voice is so horrible.
I love her!
Her voice was so crappy.
It was awesome! She was like...
It's like she tried to do the Mezogog talk, but did it completely wrong. Because it's not annoying when he does it, but it's damn annoying when she does it.
Ah, she's still awesome, yo. I'm going to get you, Power Rangers!
Heifer's venomous villain. He called her a venomous villain. That's hardcore. That's hardcore Batman and Robin camp right there.
But venomous no, honestly, villain. I was really rooting for her to, like, eat all them up.
I'm fairly sure Vita has a larger set of balls than Nick does. I'm fairly sure. Just throwing that out.
I would agree with that.
I'm pretty sure of that.
Yeah,
I'm gonna have to say that. And really, every other ranger didn't even do a darn thing in the whole episode. They didn't speak for, like, more than 3 seconds. Any of them. Any of those four.
Poor Maddie!
Actually, did they ever talk?
Poor Maddie!
Did they say much anything?
Maddie spoke more than Xander and Chip?
Hello? Yes!
Oh, yeah, she said, oh, I know the feeling, because it's a stone statue. Ooh, we referenced
no, but
her
she
old
was
episode.
In the beginning. In the beginning, she was like, guys, you know, why don't you just, you know, why are you arguing about this or whatever, and why don't you just say sorry?
But still, I mean, she's probably the most under...
See?
You know?
Yeah, even, look, if one of the other rangers knows that the plot is ridiculous, and they say it's ridiculous in the middle of the episode, something's not right.
You mean the beginning?
Yeah when she said
like
that.
Like the very
she's
beginning.
Like, she's like, the plot's ridiculous, guys. Okay, that's...
I agree, Madison. That is awesome, and this is why she should get more episodes. In fact, I'm going to make a petition. The Madison should get more episodes because she rocks more than everybody else.
That's not going
to
happen,
that,
Lisa.
You got six episodes, Lisa. You're a little late. And you already know the next one was only about Nick and Dagron, so you got five.
Well, no, but okay. and plus they already did these.
I know. It's called a joke.
Maybe she'll come back next year and get an episode. You never know. Maybe they'll make her a ranger next year, because they should bring her back.
They should bring her back.
They should make her a villain next year.
Ooh, that'd be cool.
Have her be evil. Have her do the reverse Cassidy. Do it.
But seriously,
that would be
really
cool.
Because,
bring
like,
her
they
back. Don't give me no Kelson back. Don't give me no Kelson again. Do not give me any more Kelson.
Kelson's fine. Leave the man alone.
You stop the Kelson. You stop.
Leave the man alone. They probably can't find any other funny people in, you know, New Zealand. They all probably suck.
Well,
so.
Find them in Canada or America. Stop the Kelson.
They're not going to do that.
Stop the
because,
Kelson.
God forbid, you know, SBD, you know, ooh, great cast. Can't have that again. Oh, my gosh.
Well, good lord, I thought they said, like, the Red Ranger's name next year is, like, Rex or Lex or something.
It's some kind of Rex. It's stupid. It's like...
If it's Rex, I'm gonna, ugh.
Hold on a second.
I wouldn't mind Lex. Lex is okay. Rex, no.
It's like a dog. Here,
yeah.
Boy. Come here. Good boy, Rex. Oh, my good boy, you're the doggy.
They'll probably be making that particular caption in the caption thread. Here, Rex, here, boy.
Oh, Rex.
Oh,
stupid, man.
What are the others?
What happened to normal names like James or
Yeah, we haven't
Tyler.
Have a...
Oh, okay, here it is. Yeah, Rex, there's a Rex, there's a Dax.
Will?
A Dax? Are you serious?
A Will. See, they gotta have one regular name. That's what they've done for the last 3 years now. One regular name. A Rose. I bet you she's the Pink Ranger.
Oh, God.
There's a Veronica.
Okay, that's fine.
But except they call her Ronnie.
Who calls
anybody say Ronnie when you're Veronica?
The same people that call girls Z. I don't know.
I mean, I do that sometimes. Shut up. Hey, that's all right.
Oh,
that's okay.
Please.
That wasn't too far-fetched, but Ronnie?
Will's not bad, though. I'm looking at the list,
well,
too.
Well, because they always do, because Jack was a regular name, but the other four were off the wall, and Nick was a regular
Sydney's
name.
Sydney's not off the wall. I know girls named Sydney.
Yeah, but I don't know many girls named Sydney. It's not doesn't seem common to me. They have one really, really common name. Jack's like the most
Sally.
Common you can come up with.
Okay.
You know, like
Sally, Samantha, what other names? I mean, some of them are pretty old-fashioned, which, oof.
And Bridge? Who calls a kid Bridge? Who names
Yeah,
Bridge?
I know!
And I don't remember, I think I've heard the name, like, Schuler once in my entire life.
You mean Skyler?
Yeah, that's what I meant. Damn it. I've actually heard people say Schuler for some reason. I don't know why.
It's not Schuler.
I know, I mean, but, kids, but, I know a kid that was actually named Schuler. It was pronounced Schuler instead of Skyler.
Okay.
Which has always made me mess it up every time I've said it, as a result.
I mean, take a look at the first season of Rangers. They had simple names for everybody, all except Trini. Why are
she's
they...
She's Chinese! She has
but that's okay! But that's okay!
She's Chinese! I mean, we can't call her Ching Chang Wang,
well,
because
honestly,
that's
I hate
too
the idea. I hate the idea of always having to end in Y, like in the first season, because you're not going to find a 16-year-old kid that goes by the name Billy and Tommy. Because they were like supposed to be 16
yeah.
at the time. I've never known people that
Jer?
That. What?
My grandfather officially changed his name because he on his birth record, it was Billy Crawford. He
okay.
changed it. He hated it. So,
okay.
Not uncommon.
That actually sounds uncommon.
And your
actually.
Name ends with a Y?
It's...
Jeremy!
Is, yes, but is there, is there a regular... It's not the same type of name and you know it. There is no regular, like, abbreviation that people use for more adult names.
But your Jeremy is already shortened for something else.
Yes, because it's not the 1700s, and nobody goes by the name Jeremiah.
Yes, they do. Yes,
no,
we
they
do.
Don't.
Yeah, we do. Yes, you just don't know many people.
No.
I knew a Jeremiah back in high school. They were Jeremiah.
Was he black?
Shut up.
Yep.
Oh.
That's the only time I've ever heard.
But
people
still.
Use Jeremiah.
No, I've heard white people too. Come on, man. White people too.
I'm
Dude.
Saying you know what the most common accepted forms of these names are. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say.
But, I mean, it's not, okay, Billy and Tommy are not that bad. Come on, it's not like,
Tommy?
You know. No, it's not that bad.
Tommy's
there are
pretty
grown
bad.
People, you know, Tommy, actually, Tommy, there are grown people still named Tommy. Hello? Tommy Davidson? What's his fate? That old dude, Men in Black, what's his
name? Oh, yeah, I'm
Men in Black.
Tommy Lee Jones.
There we go. There's a whole bunch of Tommies. Come on.
Ugh, dude, I don't need to...
But no, I mean, when it's, you know, you don't hear, like, JoJo. You know, like little kid names. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, Little Boo Boo. No, you don't hear that. I can understand that. But, you know, but come on. Why Rex? And Dax?
Rex is pretty bad.
And Dax? Come on. That
yeah.
sounds like... No, wait a minute. You know what that is? That is a brand name of hair grease.
That was the guy that always helped Ashton Kutcher on Punk'd. That's what
oh,
it was.
Oh, yeah. Him too. Yeah. But, you know,
yeah,
that was
the
a
only
show
time
name.
I've
not
heard
his, like,
name.
Real name. Ugh. God. Seriously, but I don't know what they're thinking. Whatever. What else about this episode? What else about this episode? Liam Bo came out of the depths and crap and did stuff.
I didn't like it. They changed his voice. I didn't like it.
They did?
That was odd. Yeah, it was a little bit.
Come
different.
On, Katie. It sounded completely different.
Yeah.
It didn't sound deep and evil. It sounded normal. It sounded like Liam Bo. It sounded like the guy that played Liam Bo.
Which would make sense, kind of.
No, I still want the evil... Like, I hate it, like, when they changed Trent's voice. I hated that.
I kind of did, too.
I wanted the evil Trent voice for the evil clone's voice. And they didn't, and they gave some crappy voice instead.
I know. I was a little disappointed.
Okay. I mean, just because he's good doesn't mean his voice should change like that. I don't understand. I've never heard many people have their voices completely change when they're under an evil spell. Doesn't make sense.
Well, all I know... Is there anything good about this episode? Anything?
Not really.
It ended?
It ended.
It ended.
It wasn't two parts?
But seriously, nice. I'm sorry, but they figured out how stupid they were acting in the middle. Like, the whole plot of the story ended, like, dead smack in the middle of the show.
Yes.
I mean, how stupid is that? Like, oh yeah, great for them realizing that they were stupid, but, I mean, why have the stupid plot in the first place? So then the rest of the episode was just like... Battle
Time. I can actually explain that to you, too, because it was a two-parter in the Japanese version, and the first half had the Nick and Vita story, and the second half was, like, a completely different thing. So...
That's great. I just didn't want to plot any at all.
It.
Period. Like,
yeah, they should
like, forget about it.
Either do it the whole episode or don't do it. Don't half-ass it.
It's, like, I dang it, if Daggeron was not in the next episode, I would so boycott. I'd be like, yo, I'm done.
It's like the whole thing was just plot devices and a crappy plot that was thrown in just to make it longer. It's like they're quickly trying to put all their eggs in one basket because the finale's coming up.
Yeah, I know. That's kind of like what happened with SPD.
Yeah. With everybody, like, hey, I think he's trying to build something. Really? Oh, well, we should do something about that. Like what? Oh, I'm gonna go hang out with this white girl and not actually help you guys anymore. That's my plan.
Wow.
They did that in Dino Thunder, too. I hate to say it.
Hey.
No, I'm serious.
They did not.
No.
Yes.
No, they didn't.
No, they didn't. How?
I mean, you don't even know... Well, you knew he wanted a chain... Never mind. I'm not gonna.
Don't you start talking ill of Dino Thunder. do not do it.
Accent, come on, don't you start talking ill of Dino Thunder.
Do not. I'll bust you down.
I got Buster in the back. He's ready.